deadly shepherds. Alleluia. And come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us come with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. So come, worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. Alleluia. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King o'er all other gods. He holds in His hand the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs now to Him. The dry lands too were formed by His hand. So come, worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. Alleluia. Come, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For we are His people, we are the flock that He shepherds. So come, worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. Alleluia. Come, worship the Lord, for we are His people, the flock that He shepherds. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you for that beautiful number. We all say Alleluia. How grateful we are that we're gathered here together as the people of the Lord. And there are permitted to be with us this day sisters from Canada, brothers from Mexico, perhaps someday out of every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, the Lord's people will gather here to worship Him and praise Him. In 1953, and again in 1954, when Betty and I first went to Mexico, we became acquainted with a wonderful man. His name was Eusebio Young. Soon after our meeting this wonderful young man and a minister in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the church lost one of its great missionaries. He passed away. He was taken home to his reward. And I'm sure there was a great reward for him, unknown to us at that time. Eusebio had returned home to a little village out in the jungle where some of his relatives lived. And there, unknown to us, was another young man who'd only been to school a few weeks in his life. And this missionary not only taught the gospel, but taught him from the Book of Mormon and the Bible to read and to write. And today we have him here with us, an evangelist in the Church of Christ, called of the Lord, and another, one of the Lord's great missionary people, missionary-minded, with great desires for the Church of Christ and for its growth. So I am overjoyed to present to you today our brother Placido Coyoc. Hermano.
Amados hermanos y hermanas, muy buenas tardes tengan todos ustedes.
Dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon to each of you.
Esta ocasión para mí es una ocasión inolvidable.
This occasion for me is unforgettable.
Primeramente quiero agradecer a todos los ministros de esta iglesia que me han dado esta oportunidad para compartir la palabra de Dios con ustedes.
First of all, I would like to thank all the ministers of this church that have assisted in giving me this opportunity to be here to share my testimony and the Word of God with you.
Y también de antemano quiero agradecerles a todos ustedes por la colaboración que ustedes hacen a la Iglesia de México y en lo cual por eso estoy con ustedes.
I'd like to thank all of the brothers and sisters of the gospel here in the church for your collaboration, your tithing, and your assistance to the church in Mexico, which permits me to be here with you today.
Al llegar aquí en la tierra de ustedes, he visto que Dios les ha bendecido grandemente.
Upon arriving here in this land of yours, I have seen that God has blessed you abundantly.
Porque aquí están viviendo en una tierra fértil, llena de ricas bendiciones en las divinas de Dios Todopoderoso.
Here I find you living in abundance of rich blessings in a land that is strong and free, enjoying the blessings of God Almighty.
Y al conocer pocos la casa de ustedes, puedo entender que ustedes están llenos de las ricas bendiciones de Dios.
Understanding but little of your words, I see and I understand that you are filled, your lives are filled with rich blessings of God.
Y es nuestra oración en la Iglesia de México que ustedes sean prosperados en lo espiritual como en lo material.
Our prayers in Mexico are that you will continue to be blessed in the things spiritual as well as the things temporal.
Por eso, al encontrarles acá, estoy muy gozoso porque ustedes están llenos de ricas bendiciones de nuestro Dios.
I am very happy to be able to be in your midst, to greet you and to meet you, because I recognize your rich in blessings of our God.
Por esta razón, nosotros en México estamos siempre orando por cada uno de ustedes, por los pobres enfermos, por los jóvenes, por los niños, por todos los que sufren necesidades espirituales también.
For this reason, we in Mexico are constantly praying for each of you. We remember the sick and the infirm. We remember the young people and your little children and all of you that perhaps are suffering some of the afflictions of life.
Entonces, primeramente, les traigo saludos de mi familia en Yobain.
Above all, I'd like to bring you the greetings of my family in Yobain.
Y toda la iglesia, tales como Motul, Kangapchen, Copte, Tisimin, Mérida, Guayalquén, Tikul, San Mayapán, Chunjup y Cancún.
And also the greetings from all the brethren in the churches there in Yucatán, Yobain, Motul, Kangapchen, Copte, Tisimin, Mérida, Guayalquén, Tikul, San Mayapán, Chunjup.
Y todos unimos, todos nosotros estamos orando por cada uno de ustedes para el bienestar de sus almas.
All of us are praying constantly for each one of you for the well-being of your souls.
Por eso estoy muy agradecido a cada uno de ustedes en concederme esta oportunidad para visitarlos en su tierra. Son muy amables conmigo.
For this reason, I'm very, very pleased and grateful to each of you for this opportunity you've given me to be here with you in this land.
Por esta razón, hermanos, en esta tarde, vamos a comenzar con un breve testimonio.
I'd like to begin this afternoon with a brief testimony.
El año pasado, me invitaron, pero no pude estar por causa de la enfermedad de mi hija y por mí.
Last year you invited me to come, but I was unable to because of the sickness of my daughter and myself.
Pero en esta vez, recibimos las ricas bendiciones de nuestro Dios Todopoderoso.
In this time, however, we've received many of the rich blessings of our all-powerful God.
Porque yo sé que pienso que todos ustedes saben el caso de mi hija.
I think that all of you are aware of the case of my daughter.
En realidad, ella vive solo por las bendiciones de nuestro Dios.
In reality, she's alive today just because of the blessings of our Heavenly Father.
Hace como 8 años tuvo 2 operaciones.
It was 8 years ago that she had 2 serious operations.
Los médicos dijeron que solamente van a darle un poco de tiempo para vivir.
All of the doctors said that she only had just a little while to live.
Pero gracias por las oraciones de ustedes, mi hija hoy está mejor.
But thanks for the prayers of each of you today, my daughter is well.
Hace 2 semanas ella fue al médico para que lo chequen porque empezó a sufrir un poco de dolor cuando llegó de su trabajo, está un poco cansada y su dolor. Fue entonces al médico. El médico le dijo que no tiene más problemas porque el médico había dicho que tenían que hacer un nuevo estudio para que lo vuelvan a operar otra vez.
2 weeks ago, my daughter came home from her work and she was very tired, more tired than usual, and she had a little bit of pain. And so she went to the doctor in Mérida for a checkup. This is the same doctor who had told her previously, last year, when our brother was unable to come, that he was going to have to make a special study of her case because they didn't understand the seriousness of the problems.
Pero cuando ella fue checado, el médico dijo, estás bien. No necesitas otro estudio porque estás mejor.
But when she went for this checkup 2 weeks ago, the doctor told her everything is well. We don't need any more studies. We don't need any more worries because everything is well.
De esta manera pude entender de que Dios está de de acuerdo que yo esté con ustedes.
In this manner, I was able to understand that God was in favor of his being able to be here with us.
Por esta razón, esta tarde estoy muy gozoso en estar con ustedes en esta casa de oración para servir a nuestro Dios.
For this reason, I'm very happy this afternoon to be in this house of prayer of our Lord, to be able to be with you today.
Y así podemos entender de que Dios vive y Dios nos ama y nos concede la vida y la salud cuando así lo dispone.
In this manner, we're able to know that God is alive and that he gives us his rich blessings as he is willing to do so.
Por eso en esta tarde necesitamos estudiar su palabra, necesitamos depositar nuestras ofrendas, frutos de labios, delante de él.
For this reason, as we come together, we need to study the word of the Lord. We need to deposit, depositar,
ofrenda, fruto de labios.
The fruit of our lips to serve him.
Pues gracias a Dios he escuchado cantos tan hermosos que ustedes cantan.
I thank the Lord that I've been able to hear beautiful songs that you have sung.
Espero que algún día en México haya jóvenes también para cantar, así como cantan ustedes con nota.
We hope that someday soon in Mexico we'll have young people there that will be able to sing as you sing, following the notes, the music in your books.
Entonces, hermanos, eso es el testimonio que Dios ha hecho un milagro en la vida de mi hija.
This is my testimony that God has worked a mighty miracle in the life of my daughter.
Por eso estoy aquí con ustedes esta tarde.
Because of this, I'm able to be here with you today.
Muy bien. Vamos a continuar entonces con el propósito de mi visita con ustedes.
Let's continue now with the purpose of my being here with you this afternoon.
Cuando recibí la carta de los ministros de la iglesia donde me invitan para estar en la conferencia,
When I received the letter from the ministers here of the church inviting me to come and take part in this conference,
estuve pensando y preparando mis estudios.
I was thinking and I was preparing some studies.
Vino en mi mente que ustedes han hecho mucho y la fama de esta iglesia ha llegado hasta en México por sus buenas actividades en servir al Señor.
There came into my mind this thought that you have done many wonderful things and your fame of your spirituality has arrived even to Mexico, to Yucatán.
Entonces, una tarde, estoy pensando esta visita cuando,
one afternoon, I was thinking about this visit.
Cuando abrí mi Biblia,
and I opened my Bible,
pude encontrar este pasaje que lo que pensaba fue una de las palabras del apóstol San Pablo referente a su visita a Roma.
I encountered this passage of the apostle Paul as he was writing about his visit to Rome, and it expressed the same thoughts that were in my mind.
Por eso vamos a, les invito que busquemos en Romanos capítulo 1, versículo 8 al 12.
Let's look in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 8 through 12.
Yeah.
Romans, chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. I'm going to read one verse at a time. Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Este es lo que pensaba, porque yo siempre Sé de que ustedes están sirviendo a Dios aquí y llega su amor de cada uno de ustedes hasta en México.
I've been thinking about this because I know that here in this land is where you are living and serving God, and yet your love and help has arrived and clear to Yucatán in Mexico.
Y esto es lo que tocó mi corazón para estar con ustedes.
This is what touched my heart that I was able to be with you.
El 9.
El versículo 9. Verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
Porque dice que Dios es testigo de que ustedes están haciendo algo bueno, y nosotros, yo en lo personal, todo el tiempo estoy orando por ustedes, por la obra que hacen.
This is the testimony of God, that you are serving him, and I am thinking of and praying for you, each of you always.
Vamos a leer el 10.
Verse 10. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you.
Y por eso estuve rogando a Dios siempre que si es su voluntad puedo estar con ustedes. Ahora he comprendido de que es la voluntad de Dios estar en medio de ustedes.
For this I have been praying, that if it were the will of God, that I would be able, be permitted to be in your presence. And it was the will of God, and because of that, I'm here with you today.
Pero preguntamos una cosa, ¿por qué deseo estar con ustedes?
I would ask you one day, why would I want to be with you?
El versículo 11.
Verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established.
Es para comunicar algún don de Dios en medio de su pueblo acá.
It is to participate with you and to give to you some spiritual gift of God in this land where you live.
Para que seamos confirmados y unidos para servir al Señor.
That we might be confirmed and united in our service to the Lord.
Este es el propósito de mi visita.
This is the purpose of my visit.
El último versículo.
Verse 12. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by mutual faith, both of you and me.
Para que seamos mutuamente fortalecidos al Señor.
That we would be mutually fortified by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Entonces, hermanos y hermanas, he mencionado siempre al principio que ustedes están llenos de ricas bendiciones. Acá Dios les ha bendecido grandemente, porque en México está sufriendo una tristeza.
I have mentioned to you already that I recognize that in this land you have been mightily blessed by the Lord. In our land we are suffering a great sorrow at this time.
Pero estamos gozando algo hermoso e incomparable, que es la bendita palabra del Señor.
But we are enjoying something, a great joy, incomparable joy, and that is the blessed word of our God.
Y ahora puedo entender que como nosotros en México estamos sirviendo al Señor, ustedes también están sirviendo a Dios, y quiere decir de que somos una cosa delante de Dios.
Because of this, I've been able to see that in Mexico today we are serving the one God, even as I see you serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and I realize that we're one thing in the eyes of God. We're a united people.
Por esta razón, en esta tarde quiero compartir con ustedes algunos consejos tan hermosos para cada uno de nosotros.
Because of this, I would like to impart to you and share with you some of the words of God, some of the counsel of God that is very beautiful, that we might be blessed.
Y esos consejos es especialmente para mí y para cada uno de ustedes. Así unidos vamos a tener más fortaleza para servir al Señor.
These counsels of the Lord are for me as well as for each of you, that we might be united in our service to God.
Busquemos en Hebreos capítulo 2, versículo 1 al 3.
We're going to read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, the first three verses. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
La palabra de Dios dice, amados hermanos, que es muy necesario hoy que todos nosotros hemos conocido el camino derecho para el Señor. Hoy es un tiempo de atender todas las cosas que hemos oído.
It is time. Those of us who have placed our feet upon the good road of God, to give our attention to every counsel that we have heard.
Porque si nos descuidamos, podemos resbalar y caer para siempre, y vamos a perder nuestro trabajo que hemos comenzado.
Because if we neglect to hear these counsels, any one of us is able to slip and to fall eternally from the love and grace of God.
Este es un consejo precioso para cada uno de nosotros.
This is a precious counsel for each one of us.
Que en ningún momento lo debemos de olvidar.
There is not one moment that we are able to forget this counsel.
Oigamos lo que dice el versículo 2.
In verse 2 we read, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward."
Dice que los ángeles que fueron a avisar a Lot cuando Sodoma y Gomorra fueron destruidos, ¿por causa de qué? Por causa de la desobediencia. Por eso fueron aniquilados todos, porque no sirvieron al Señor, no se arrepintieron. Solamente se salvó Lot, ¿verdad? Así también nosotros.
Just as the angels appeared to Lot in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah and gave counsel to him, and he was the only one spared, and all the rest of those great cities were annihilated because of disobedience to the counsel of the Lord.
En esto debemos de tener mucho temor para no resbalar y caer y perder nuestra esperanza al Señor.
In like manner, we need to be very careful that we not slip and fall into transgression, disobedience.
Continuamos con el 3.
Verse 3. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?"
¿Cómo vamos a escaparnos de la destrucción venidera cuando venga nuestro Señor Jesucristo si descuidamos esta salvación tan grande?
If today we neglect this great salvation that has been offered, how can we escape when comes the great day of the Lord?
Pienso que en ninguna manera podemos salvarnos. No tenemos otra oportunidad para salvarnos.
I believe that this is the only way in which we are able to be saved. There is no other way by which we can obtain salvation.
Pero Dios en su infinita misericordia nos exhorta hoy que necesitamos cuidarnos para no resbalar y caer.
But God in his infinite wisdom has counseled us today. We must not neglect this great salvation lest we slip and fall.
Eso es el mensaje de salvación que necesitamos cuidar en nuestras vidas. Esto es el mensaje de salvación que tenemos en nuestras vidas.
This is the message of salvation that we must guard and keep in our lives.
Vamos a buscar en Segunda de Pedro, capítulo 2, versículos 6 y 7.
Second Peter, chapter 2. The second epistle of Peter, chapter 2, we're going to read verses 6 and 7.
2, 6 y 7.
Yeah. Verses 6 and 7 in 2 Peter, chapter 2. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy communication or manner of life of the wicked.
Leíste los dos versículos. Leíste los dos versículos.
Sí.
Muy bien. Entonces, en este pasaje, podemos entender cómo fue destruido Sodoma y Gomorra.
In this passage, we're able to understand how and why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.
Fue dejado polvo.
They were left as dust, as ashes.
¿Por cuál razón?
For what reason?
Dice que por la desobediencia de los que no querían servir al Señor.
Because of the disobedience of those who did not wish to serve God.
Pero nosotros damos gracias al Señor que hemos aceptado el camino de salvación.
But thanks be to God that we have heard and accepted the road and the way of salvation.
Ahora, tenemos que cuidarnos mucho para no resbalar y perder esta esperanza.
But we have to always be watchful and alert that we wouldn't neglect this salvation and our hope in salvation.
En el versículo 7 dice que libró solamente a un hombre justo, que es Lot.
Verse 7 tells us that there was only one man who was saved, liberated from this great destruction, and that was Lot, a just man.
Pero ¿en qué manera fue librado este hombre?
In what manner was he liberated?
Bajo problemas. Nosotros tenemos que tener presente también para servir a Dios, tenemos que recibir muchos problemas de este mundo.
He was delivered because he was greatly afflicted and troubled by the iniquity and the sin that was around him. We also in this life are surrounded by such iniquity.
Cada hermano y hermana que trata de servir a Dios con todo su corazón. Cada hermano y hermana que trata de servir a Dios con todo su corazón.
Every brother or sister who tries to serve God with all their heart.
Tiene que recibir grandes y graves problemas en su vida.
Will also receive great problems and afflictions in his life.
Como recibió Lot por causa de las personas que no creían en el Señor.
Just as Lot was vexed and troubled by persons that didn't believe in the gospel.
Amados míos, solamente así podemos heredar el reino de Dios bajo sufrimientos.
In this way, dear brothers, this is the only way that we can enter into the reign of the kingdom of God through affliction and trial.
Pero hermanos, muchas veces como humanos no queremos recibir tropiezos. No queremos que tengamos problemas en nuestro trabajo, en el hogar, o en la calle, o con nuestros amigos.
As human beings, we don't want to receive afflictions of testing, I keep thinking Spanish, excuse me. I can't think English anymore. We, as humans, we don't want to receive this kind of affliction and troubles in life, in the streets, in our schools, in our homes. We want to escape from it.
En México, algunos hermanos se han separado por causa de problemas que reciben en sus vidas.
In Mexico, we find brothers and sisters that separate themselves from the gospel because of troubles that come into their lives.
Porque ellos piensan que servir a Dios no vamos a recibir tropiezos.
It's because they think that if we are desirous of serving God, there'll never be any more stumbling blocks in our life.
Y muchas veces no aceptan recibir esos problemas que el enemigo nos da.
And many times they refuse to accept that our enemy, our spiritual enemy, places stumbling blocks before us.
Pero es natural, en medio del pueblo de Dios tiene que haber tantas dificultades para servir al Señor.
But it's natural that in the middle of the people of God, the children of God, that they will receive many temptations and trials in this life.
Por eso vamos a ver en Hebreos capítulo 3, versículo 12 y 13.
To show this, let's read in the book of Hebrews once again. Capítulo, hermano.
Capítulo 3, 12 y 13.
Chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 12 and 13.
Yeah.
I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. Saying, I will declare thy name unto thy brethren. No, es.
Dos, tres, Hebreos tres.
Chapter 3, verses
12
y
13.
He understands me when I'm reading wrong things. Chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Es un consejo tan precioso para cada uno de nosotros, hermanos.
This is a counsel very precious for each one of us, brothers.
La palabra de Dios dice que miremos cada uno de nosotros, que no tengamos un corazón malo.
The counsel of God tells us, each one of us, that we have to be vigilant, we have to be watchful, that there doesn't enter into us a bad heart.
Y nunca pensar por un problema que hay en el hogar o en la iglesia, que pensemos apartarnos de aquel Dios Todopoderoso.
And never can we think that when there enters into our life or into our home a problem, that we can take ourselves away from the Lord.
Cuando tenemos problemas en nuestras vidas, es el momento más precioso acercarnos de rodillas delante del Señor y depositar nuestra confianza en Él.
When we have problems, when we encounter problems, it's the most precious moment for us to come to our Lord, to draw near unto our Lord in prayer, humbling ourselves in prayer, and placing our desires before Him.
Porque si nos apartamos de este Dios vivo que hemos conocido, ¿a quién vamos a ir?
Because if we leave this living God who has given us the promise of life, to whom shall we go?
No cabe duda que al espíritu maligno.
Without doubt, there is only the evil spirit.
Por eso hoy es necesario leer estas exhortaciones para nosotros.
Because of that, today it's necessary that we read these exhortations to us.
Ninguno debe endurecer su corazón.
None of you should harden your heart.
Ni acepte el engaño del pecado.
Nor accept the deceitfulness of sin.
nosotros.
The deception of sin is our destruction.
Vamos a buscar en el libro de Mormón. Dígalo usted.
We're going to read in the book of Alma, chapter 9. Verses 54 to 56 on page 347. Page 347, Alma chapter 9, verses 54 to 56. But God did call on men in the name of His Son, this being the plan of redemption which was laid, saying, if you will repent and harden not your hearts, then will I have mercy upon you through my only begotten Son.
Todo lo leíste. Amados hermanos, la palabra de Dios dice que Dios llama a cada uno de los hijos de los hombres para arrepentimiento.
God has called each one of the children of men to repentance.
Hoy es el tiempo para arrepentirnos y acercarnos más al Señor.
And this is the day that we should repent and draw near to the Lord.
Hoy es un tiempo aceptable para servir a nuestro Dios con todo nuestro corazón.
This is the acceptable day for us to serve God with all our heart.
No vamos a esperar el mañana, porque el mañana no sabemos si vivimos.
We can't wait until tomorrow. We don't know if we shall live tomorrow.
Por esta razón, Dios extiende su misericordia a cada uno de nosotros.
For this reason, God today extends His mercy to each one of us.
Sus lindas manos están extendidas hacia nosotros.
His beautiful hands are extended to each one of you.
Y hoy debemos de aceptar esta salvación y entregarnos a Él para servirle todo el resto de nuestra vida.
Today, we must accept His invitation and give ourselves, our lives to Him, to follow Him throughout the rest of our lives.
El que acepta este arrepentimiento tendrá el derecho que sea limpiado de sus pecados.
Those that accept this repentance have the right to believe that they will be forgiven of their sins.
Esto es el plan de salvación.
It's the plan, God's plan of salvation.
Busquemos otro pasaje.
Now we're going to read from the book of Alma in chapter 10. Un versículo.
Sí, 109.
Verse 109. It's on page 358. Page 358. Alma chapter 10, verse 109. Speaking about the people of the Lord, it says this, and began to assemble themselves together at their sanctuaries to worship God before the altar, watching and praying continually, that they might be delivered from Satan and from death and from destruction.
La palabra de Dios, hermanos, nos dice la manera como nuestros antepasados servían al Señor.
This word tells us how our ancestors worshiped the Lord.
Dice que se iban congregando, sirviendo a Dios y vigilando en medio de ellos para que no haya pecado.
It tells us that they were congregated one with another and watching, watchful, that there would not enter in among them sin.
Dice también vigilando y orando para no caer en las tentaciones del diablo.
Watching and praying that they would not fall into the temptations of the devil.
Porque Las tentaciones del diablo es destrucción.
The temptations of the devil are man's destruction.
Por eso, hermanos míos, estoy muy complacido al compartir la palabra de Dios con ustedes esta hermosa tarde.
Because of this, I am happy to be able to share with you the Word of God this beautiful afternoon.
Estos pasajes que hemos leído ha sido una gran alimentación en mi vida.
These passages that I've read to you have been a great nourishment to me in my life.
Y en la vida de cada uno de mis hermanos en México.
And in the lives of all of my brothers in Mexico.
Y es también mi oración y mis deseos a cada uno de ustedes acá.
And it's my prayer and my desires for each one of you here.
Doy gracias a Dios que ustedes me han dado esta oportunidad juntamente con mi hijo Plácido.
I give thanks to God that you've given me this opportunity together with my son.
De visitarles y de tenernos una comunicación material y espiritual.
To visit you and have this communication, this spiritual as well as temporal communication.
Nunca voy a olvidar.
Never am I going to forget
este amor que me han brindado,
this love that you have given me.
Y las experiencias que he tenido entre ustedes lo voy a compartir con todos mis hermanos en México.
The experiences that I've had in among you, I'm going to share with all my brothers in Mexico.
Y no olviden que nuestras oraciones a ustedes es que ustedes sean prosperados en lo espiritual y en lo material.
And never forget that our prayers for you is that you will prosper spiritually and temporally.
Porque ambas cosas necesitamos, tanto necesitamos lo material como lo espiritual. Ambas cosas necesitamos, tanto lo material, así también lo espiritual.
We need both things, the spiritual as well as the physical, the temporal.
Y si continuamos cuidando nuestras vidas, sirviendo a Dios con todo corazón como lo hemos comenzado, seremos bienaventurados en el reino de Dios.
And if we continue serving the Lord,
si ustedes hacemos la voluntad de Dios, seremos bienaventurados.
If you do the will and complete the will of God, you shall be blessed by our heavenly Father.
Siempre es mi oración.
Always this is my prayer.
Que estemos unidos, aunque estamos distantes, pero delante de Dios no hay distancia.
That we are united, and even though we're far away, we know that in the eyes of God, there is no distance.
Por eso, yo ruego a cada uno de ustedes sus oraciones por cada uno de nosotros.
I beg you that you will send your prayers for each of us.
Especialmente por todos los ministros de México.
Especially for the ministry in Mexico.
Porque es necesario que todos nosotros allí en México trabajemos siempre en la obra del Señor.
Because it's necessary that we're all working for the work of the Lord.
Allá tenemos una obra grande.
There we have a great work to do.
Que necesitamos siempre orar a Dios por su obra santa.
And we need to be praying always for his holy work.
En Mérida hemos comprado un terreno.
Just a little surprise. My brother has desired for, dispensary, many years to purchase some land in the center of Yucatan, in Merida, where we can have a church where people can come to for reunions like we have here. And he just told us, you know, we've now purchased the land in Merida.
He's there.
Solo me indique, hemos comprado.
Sí, sí, muy bien. Pues necesitamos sus oraciones
We need your prayers.
Porque estamos pensando que en Mérida va a ser el centro de nuestra iglesia.
Because we're desiring that in Mérida there will be a center of our church there.
Para hacer reuniones como lo hacen ustedes acá.
To have reunions as you have here.
Ruego sus oraciones que todo salga bajo la dirección del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
We beg your prayers that all will go as is the will of our Heavenly Father.
Hermanos, que Dios les bendiga.
Brothers and sisters, may God bless you. Dios te bendiga, hermano. Gracias. I've got a million and one announcements here to read. Many of you have heard this announcement. I'll read it one more time. If you have one of the tapes from the Phoenix Quartet that didn't turn out well when it was copied, you can see Chris Moser and she... in prayer. O God, our eternal Father, as we come before Thee, Lord, we do so rejoicingly, rejoicing that we have with us this day brothers and sisters from distant lands, rejoicing that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is going abroad, rejoicing that there are many who have great desires to serve Thee and to advance the holy work of Jesus Christ among the children of men, and in particular among Thine ancient covenant people. We pray Thee, Lord, Thy blessings shall rest upon each and every one. We thank Thee for the message given to us this day and pray that it might sink into the depths of our heart. If there be any among us who have not made that commitment of their lives to Thee, O Lord, we pray You'll touch their hearts, that You will cause them not to put off until tomorrow, but this day enlist their lives in the great plan of salvation given by the Savior of men. Father, do bless us throughout this reunion. Bless us in the further activities of this day. Be with us as we continue to fellowship and again this evening to worship thy holy name. We ask these things. We give our thanksgiving to thee in Jesus' holy name. Amen.